I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible here on a Wednesday night. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty as he's on vacation all week long right here on Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us on Sirius XM, channel 159. We have a lot to do over the next couple hours. We've got live NBA, tons of NBA tonight, tons of NHL tonight, a lot of college hoops. We've got college coaching news, as Notre Dame did not take long to find their replacement for Brian Kelly. We'll get ready for this weekend's games. We've got Saints and Cowboys tomorrow night in Nolens, where I will be heading to in about 10 hours or so from now. Good evening, Mafia. How are you?
Pretty good, Mike. I'm doing good. You know, it's a nice Wednesday night, middle of the week here. We're getting towards the back end of things. A nice last night for you and I to be doing the radio show together, talking about everything going on, and a busy week ahead with all this NFL coming. We got college title games, got good basketball game going on right now with North Carolina, Michigan, so it's a nice night.
It certainly is. We have a lot happening, Moff. Let's get caught up in what is going on. Right now, NBA, Charlotte and Milwaukee, a good one right now between the Bucks and the Hornets, 107-105. About midway through the fourth quarter, live right now, Bucks minus 3.5 if you'd like to get involved. We got the Rockets and the Thunder in OKC, 96-95, another close game halfway through the fourth quarter, minus 2.5 for the Thunder right now. This one is not close, and that's the Mavericks pasting the Pelicans in New Orleans tonight. So much for that today. Yeah, Dane, guess what? The Pelicans have been winning some games. I think they hang around here, a little home dog tonight. Shellacked. Whoops. Shellacked, Mafia, by the Mavs tonight. 134. I mean, geez, how much does Luka have? Let me look here. Only 28 for Luka. They must have a billion guys in double figures tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4. Porzingis with 20. Doncic 28. Hardaway 16. Brunson 17. Everybody getting in the act for the Mavericks tonight. A 34-point lead. Look out.
Yeah, that's an embarrassing one. Not that they haven't had many of those in New Orleans. I mean, it's been a whole season of these, but this might be one of the worst of the season yet for the Pelicans. And I mean, David Griffin better start looking to sell that house because they're going to run them out of there.
Yes, they are. It'd be nice to get Zion back, too, at some point. My Cavs beat the Heat tonight, Mafia. 111-85. Cavs continue to cover and play well here in the first couple months of the NBA season. The Celtics just beat the Sixers 88-87, down to the wire in that one in Beantown. Wizards beat the T-Wolves tonight in D.C., 115-107. Magic beat the Nuggets tonight, Mafia. How about that? Nuggets, who got the win in Miami the other night, they're on the Florida swing, fell asleep at the wheel tonight in Orlando against the Magic. Cole Anthony back in the mix, 24 points. I saw him. He gets fired up after these games. He's like a great post-game interview, Mafia. I saw Cole Anthony. He's like, this is money. The dude is just all personality. I love it.
Well, listen, when you only have, you know, what, 10 to 12 post-game interviews a season because you lose every other game, you might as well get excited when you have them.
That is true. Good point there. Cole is back from injury there for the Magic, doing his thing. And the Hawks beat the Pacers tonight, 114 to 111. So that's your night so far in the NBA. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Pharrell on the bench. Wednesday night, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio, taking you through all of the action tonight. Of course, NBA, NHL, College Rack. We'll just get into NFL Week 13, which starts tomorrow night between the Saints and the Cowboys. College Football Championship Weekend. We'll talk about some of those games as well as we continue to get going here on the bench. College Rack tonight, Mafia. Michigan and North Carolina at Big Ten ACC Challenge, 29-27. Tar Heels lead the Wolverines at the half. How about that? As Michigan has not gotten off to the best start this year. Georgia Tech with a 28-27 lead on Wisconsin. Elsewhere, we've got Colorado and UCLA. UCLA out to a 22-16 lead in that one. I want to just see what the other Big Ten games. Nebraska's got a 90-88 lead on NC State in the third overtime, Mafia. Wow. A barn burner there in Raleigh tonight. Miami leads Penn State 29-23 at the half. Michigan State beat Louisville and Virginia Tech beat Maryland. Slow start between the Tar Heels and the Wolverines, Maf. 29-27, maybe a little second half over here.
Yeah, for sure. For two teams that are usually, you know, very high scoring, this was a slower start, especially when you look at the numbers. You know, 36% for Michigan, 36% from the field for North Carolina. So not the worst numbers, but not what either of them want to shoot. Both of them 3 of 10 from behind the arc. So you got to expect that to pick up for sure here as we get to the second half and maybe hit that over number.
So we've got that going on. Hockey, I actually will give you an update on the hockey after. I'm watching the Kraken and the Red Wings right now, Mafia. That's right. Hockey's back, baby, for me. Pharrell on the bench, Wednesday night. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here on Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back, get you caught up on what's going on, and start getting into the NFL Week 13. We get rolling on the bench right after this.
May or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever been hospitalized after driving off the road while wishing on a shooting star, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is a Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
And we are back. From the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here tonight on Sports Grid Radio. Good to have you with us as we are taking a look at everything going on live right now. I'm actually watching, Mafia, I was telling you, the Red Wings and the Kraken as they go to a shootout now in Hockey Town, as they love to call it. It hasn't been Hockey Town in a while, but they are in a shootout right now. The Kraken got a late goal to tie it at 3. Leafs are just laying it on the Avalanche tonight, 8-3 in Toronto.
Yeah, I hope you have
Ducks
the over.
And yeah, Ducks and the Golden Knights just getting going at the Duck Pond. Of course, Anaheim has played really well this year. They beat the Kings in a shootout last night, 5-4, and they have been one of the surprise teams in the NHL this year, 12-8-3. Good record for the Ducks. Earlier, the Rangers, Mafia, your Rangers blitzed the Flyers early. I saw it was 3-0 in like the first period, 4-1 the final. They take care of business there, and the Canucks beat the Senators 6-2. Penguins and the Oilers, Crosby and McDavid is about to get going. That's the national TNT game tonight, if you are so inclined. But Rangers, nice job, Mafia. 4-1 right out of the gate, 2-0 in the first period. They added an early. Kreider scored like the first minute of the second. That's why it felt like a 3-0 lead after one.
Well, yeah, it was within, I think, the first 30 or 40 seconds of that second period. It should have been 3-0 anyway. There was a goal that was called off. They called the Rangers offsides, and you look at the replay, and everybody's, you know, blades were touching the blue line as the puck was crossing. So it should have been 3-0. And, you know, for people who had the over in that game, I don't know, I'm assuming it's 5.5. I got to go back and look what it was. But,
yeah.
I mean, you kind of got chipped out of that as well because of that goal being taken away. But another great performance by them. They were just peppering Hart from the get-go and just making life tough on that dude and, you know, playing really well right now. They're playing much better than I expected them to out of the gate and awesome at home as well.
No, they have been excellent so far this year. 14-4-3 for the Rangers. And I honestly thought, Mafia, they were still – maybe one more year away. And who knows? There's a long way to go in this season. We've seen plenty of times teams play great in October, November, and December, and then the wheels kind of come off in the second half, especially with sometimes younger teams. I still thought the Rangers were a year from away from being a serious contender, but man, they sure are playing some great hockey the first 2 months.
Yeah, and it's everybody getting involved, too. It's not just, you know, last year they had a pretty good year, and it's mostly like Panarin, Kreider, you know, Zibanejad, but still some of these young guys like, you know, Kapo and Lafreniere were struggling. Those guys are getting involved now. You have, you know, some, you got a guy like Hunt scoring tonight. You got Fox just picking up right where he left off from his Norris Trophy campaign last year. And the bigger thing, the biggest thing probably for me is, you know, besides the toughness that they added, which is showing and standing up for themselves, also that Igor is standing on his head again. He's back to the form that we saw a couple years ago. Last year was an off year for the goaltending. This year, they're back to form.
Yeah, they definitely are. Both guys have been playing a lot better than they did a year ago. So the Rangers off to a great start in the National Hockey League. We will start to dive into, Mafia, some of this Week 13 action. I know we start tomorrow night, the Saints and the Cowboys, and we do have some news in that game here 24 hours to kickoff, as it looks like Taysom Hill is going to be the starter for the Saints tomorrow night. And me and Dane talked about this on Coast to Coast today. You know, I'm interested to see him actually play an entire game. Like, we've seen him do the gimmick stuff where when Breeze was there, like, he'd run in for a play. He'd run in for a series. He'd run in and run a little sweep to the right. I'm actually interested to see if for an entire game he can run the offense as a legitimate NFL quarterback. Because we haven't seen that yet.
No, we haven't, and that's the thing. You know, a guy that's been in the league 5 years, you'd think teams would know how to play him, and that could be something the Cowboys have to deal with here because you don't really, because you, like you said, you've seen him for a play, a couple plays, a series. You've never really seen him run the offense from start to finish in a game. But here's the big thing for me, too, is that we're not seeing him healthy. You know, he's been talking about it with the press in some of these clips that we played about, like his ankle health, and you know, his mobility isn't going to be what it is. You know, he's going to have to play through the pain. That's a big part of his game is the run, is being able to use those feet, those legs, you know, to keep the defense honest. He's not known for his incredible arm. He's known for his versatility. And if that versatility is cut down to just being able to throw and maybe scramble a little bit, but not nearly what, you know, you're used to with him, that changes the dynamic of using him completely. And, you know, honestly, I don't like them in this game anyway. I think with the Cowboys getting guys back, I know they have been awful the last two games. But you're getting Cooper back, you're getting Lamb back, Elliott's banged up, but still you have those guys on the outside opening the things up for the running game more. I think the Cowboys are going to get back to form here in this game against a really destroyed Saints team.
Now, he did start a couple of games last year when Breeze was hurt. This isn't the first time he's ever starting a game, but they did run the ball heavily during those starts that he made. You know, he ran the ball 39 times for 200 yards and 4 touchdowns. I mean, that's a lot for a guy who's starting at quarterback over a couple of games. And he lost 3 fumbles as well. Now, he competed for the starting quarterback job during training camp with Jameis Winston, lost out on that. We know how much Sean Payton loves him as the gadget guy. Now we will see. You know, I I'd like to see him get a little bit of a run where maybe he plays this game and does play the rest of the season. He's got this really crazy contract that they signed where the dollars can go up and down depending on how many snaps he plays as the quarterback. I think it adds a little intrigue to this game tomorrow night because the Saints haven't been very good since Winston got hurt. I mean, Simeon was just god-awful, impossible to watch. So now I think this game has a little bit of juice now, Mafia, and maybe some juice with the Saints, because there could be some element of surprise for the Cowboys here.
It could be, and then that could be, you know, that element of surprise could lead to a possible cover. You know, maybe the Cowboys only win by a field goal in this game. Maybe they keep it closer than we expect, although the way the Saints' defense has been lit up by people, you know, that's hard to believe that it's going to be the case. But I just don't know, you know, what really expect from him, because even when he was at BYU, it wasn't like this guy was, you know, upper echelon of college football. Like, he was, again, it was about the athleticism, about the dynamics, you know, play. It wasn't about this guy just has an incredible arm and can't be stopped and, you know, makes these great reads. It was, you don't know what he's going to do. So that's what makes him hard to play against. So we'll see. I mean, that's a lot different in the NFL when these guys get there and you get, you know, a couple looks at them and you'll see the Cowboys, you know, making those adjustments at halftime. Maybe they get lit up a little bit in the first half, and then the second half they shut it down. That's going to be something we have to see. And you can tell, I think, that he definitely has a, you know, obviously has a future with them, but that it might be a quarterback, because even though he lost his job to Jameis, you know, he signed that new deal during the season, and it was so much to play, so much more to play if you become the quarterback, you know, starting quarterback. So if that's a possibility still, maybe that means they're not completely sold on Jameis Winston.
And I think this is also going to be an opportunity. I just had to go and look, Mafia. What if they had some props up yet for Taysom Hill? And they do. FanDuel has some up. Passing yards, 205.5. Rushing yards, 36.5. Now, if we're to believe that they're going to maybe run the ball like they did when he started last year, that 36.5 might be a good play, Mafia. And +180 for him to score a touchdown. I maybe a little SGP with the Taysom Hill rushing yards and an anytime touchdown tomorrow night, Mafia. How about that?
Yeah, I think the anytime touchdown is a huge play, because you know that once they get in tight, you know, there's a good chance this guy's going to try to bowl over some people. So that's a great play. And the running yards might be, I mean, like we said, he's a little banged up, but still, you know, instinct is going to kick in at some point. And when they get that pass rush on him, I don't know if he's going to stay in the pocket and going through four or five reads. I think that guy's going to take off. So both those seem like good plays to make.
Alt rushing yards line for Hill, over 60 yards rushing, +300. That's a good one too, man.
I don't know if they're that far.
60 yards. I'm going to build a little SGP during the break, Mafia. All right, Pharrell on the bench. Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty as he's on vacation this week right here on Sports Grid Radio. We will come back, keep going through some of these NFL Week 13 games and keep our eye on the NBA and everything else that's happening. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here tonight on Sports Grid Radio. He's on vacation all week long as we've got you covered right here. Thanks for being with us. I put together an SGP for you, Mafia. I'm just doing it for you. If you'd like to play it, you can play it for tomorrow night's Saint Cowboy game. We're going to take Taysom Hill, anytime touchdown.
Like it.
We're going to take Taysom Hill alt rushing yards over 60 plus. So 60 or more rushing yards for Taysom Hill. His regular number is 36.5. We're going obviously way over that to the alt rushing yards, 60 plus. And then the Saints to cover the 4.5. $10 SGP wins you $119.83. So just about $120 off of that. I like that tomorrow night, Mafia. Let's go.
I like the anytime touchdown. I like, you know, I'm leaning towards the cover, although I really don't feel great about that. Given, we'll have to see if Kamara's playing. I think that'll make a big difference and help them out. I don't know if I go over 60 for Taysom Hill for the rush yards. You know, maybe give me the alt over 40 for +102. I don't know if I can go 60, because then you're, you know, assuming that this guy's got to be running it a bunch, and I don't know if he's going to be able to do that. You know, that's usually what the game plan is when he's in there, but that's when he's in there for 5-10 plays. I know we saw them do it last year. I just don't know how much of a, you know, banged up Taysom Hill can you really just keep running before you chance yourself having to go back to Sivian.
I'm staying with the 60 Mafia. We're running the football tomorrow night. Let's go. I know he's coming off an injury. He's coming off. I'm sure Peyton doesn't want to run it all over the place. But if you think that maybe he's going to throw, then these passing numbers are pretty low as well, Mafia. I mean, 275 plus 410. 250 plus 265. So how about we keep the anytime touchdown? We take, this is even better. We keep the anytime touchdown, we keep the cover, and we put all passing over 275. $10 for 220. 220, Mafia. We doubled it up almost.
All right, I'd much more likely lay the, you know, the over 60 rushing than the over 270 passing. I mean, his regular number is only 205 and a half. So you're going to add an extra 70 yards on a guy who doesn't throw it that often?
Let's go here. Let's get spicy. Anything
without
can
Michael Thomas still, you know, he's out for the whole season. Who's he throwing it to even?
We're building SGPs. We're building SGPs here. Come on. He's got guys out there.
Maybe I could jump on the over 225 with you for plus 154, but over 275, crazy.
All right, new SGP. I mean, this is the last one. Final SGP for you. Taysom Hill, anytime touchdown. Over 225 passing yards. Over 40 rushing yards. How about that for you?
I can get that.
10 to win 106.94, $107.
That's a good payout. You know, you.
It is a good $10 SGP. Yeah, absolutely.
Pigs live, hogs get slaughtered. You know, you gotta find that fine line there.
225 passing, 40 rushing, and a touchdown for Taysom Hill. The Taysom Hill, Pharrell on the bench SGP. We just gave it to you for tomorrow night, Mafia. Hope it hits. Now I gotta play it. Gotta play it now. It's gonna come home if I don't. So there you go. We've got ourselves some interest now in the Cowboys and the Saints on Thursday night down in New Orleans. Let's see what else. One more thing here, Mafia. Okay, yes, I'm good with that. 47.5 the total, and the spread's gone back down to 4.5 now. Moved to 5 earlier this afternoon, back down to 4.5 for the Cowboys. From the Cowboys side of things, Mafia, and we'll end it with this, I'm going to stay with where I've been all week. If Dak's playing, I think the Cowboys should win the game. That's just where I am.
And if he's got his weapons back, they should cover too. I think, you know, I think you were overthinking it a little bit and believing in the wizardry a little bit much of Peyton to think that they're going to cover that spread. Honestly, I'm surprised that it is where it's at. I think they get a lot of respect for it being at the Superdome, I guess, because I would think that, you know, even despite the last two games for the Cowboys, they'd probably be laying, you know, 6.5 in this game. Laying 4.5 feels like value to me.
No, it does. Especially, you're right, because now Cooper made the trip. Looks like that he's going to be able to get in there. Looks like CeeDee Lamb going to be back in the mix as well. So if he has all those guys, and we just saw it last week, the Saints D, you know, I know they were good early in the year. They haven't been good lately. All right, they got shredded by the Bills. Didn't play well against the Falcons a couple weeks before that. So not exactly the D that we saw early on in the season. And I'm also rooting for that under 8.5 wins, Mafia. So, yes, I'll be rooting Cowboys tomorrow night. That one on the Big Easy. How about other Week 13 games? Vikings and the Lions on Sunday. Now -7 for Minnesota. This is just one of those spots, Maf, where the Lions, they've covered 7 games this year. They've been good against the spread. 7-3-1 or something like that. They're one of the top 5, top 6 teams in the league covering the spread. And these Viking games seem to all win or lose be under a touchdown. They've 6 losses combined, you know, combined 28 points. So the Vikings may win this game, Mafia, but I could see the Lions once again covering at home with getting another touchdown.
Well, first of all, before we move on from that Thursday night game, I got to give you the odds boost on FanDuel here, which I'm really liking, which feels like even more of a trap. Cowboys are scoring every quarter versus the Saints, plus 170. We're just talking about how bad their D is, talking about Dallas getting weapons back. You know, it doesn't say touchdown every quarter, it just says score in every quarter. I think that's a really good bet. I might have to place that one tomorrow, but going back to the game that you were just mentioning, Minnesota and Detroit. I mean, should Minnesota kill them? Absolutely. Detroit's terrible. They can't win a game. They can't do anything right. Goff's terrible. You know, again, I don't think they're expecting him to turn that the fortunes of the team around, but you could still say that it was a bust because they've been even worse than they were with, you know, with your boy out in L.A., Stafford, who's now falling apart himself. But still, without Cook there, as good as Madison is, I think that changes the dynamic of that offense. While they have great receivers in Jefferson and Thielen, once you take that running game away or even limit it a little bit, I think that puts a lot more pressure on Cousins. I know he hasn't turned the ball over a lot this year. This isn't typical Kirk Cousins throwing a ton of interceptions. But still, they play games way too close than they should be or lose some of those games too. So I don't think they're going to lose this game because I just can't pick the Lions to win until they finally do. I can't trust them. I thought they had a chance last week and just were awful. But still, I think they can cover a full touchdown here at home.
A little extra rest for the Lions, too, playing on Thanksgiving. The Vikings played on Sunday. Some people do like to factor those things in. I just think the Lions, despite how putrid they are, you know, in terms of actually getting wins in the win column in the standings, they've been damn good at covering spreads. So give me 7 points at home with the Lions on Sunday. Cardinals off the bye into Chicago, also off the bye, the Bears. Not a bye. They had a little extra rest. They played Thanksgiving against the Lions as well. -7.5, road favorites. Kyler Murray today said he thinks he's going to be able to go, Mafia, but he didn't sound like he was 100% sure.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to have to wait and see on. I got to see what, like, as we talked about, you know, it was 2 weeks ago, I think we were talking about this with the Cardinals games and Kyler Murray. Is he going to play? Is he going to play Hopkins? You know, I think that you have to wait and see because if he plays, yeah, I think they cover more, by more than a touchdown, probably by 10 points. If he doesn't play, I don't know. You know, Andy Dalton can keep them close enough to cover that then if you don't have your top quarterback and Kyler Murray in. That offense is not going to flow nearly as well. You know, they still, again, on the backup running back in Connor with their main guy out injured. So I will sit there and wait till we see before the game who is playing for the Cardinals under center before I make that bet.
Yeah, I've got to sit and wait on that as well. I need to know that Murray's playing if I'm going to lay over a touchdown. I don't care what Colt McCoy did. You know, he's 1-1 as a starter so far. Yeah, I don't really care about that stuff. I need to see Murray back on the field, which is, and if he doesn't play this week, Mafia, that's concerning because now we're talking a month just about that he hasn't played. I thought for sure after the bye, he'd be able to go. And he didn't say he wasn't this week, but he didn't seem too sure about it either. The Bucks, coming off of the win in Indianapolis, they go on the road again, this time to Atlanta to take on the Falcons, who won in Jacksonville last week. -11 for Tampa Bay. This could be a heavy number here. If I remember correctly, and I want to bring this up fast, these two teams play a game that was fairly close for a while in Tampa earlier in the season. Let me quickly get this up for you here, Moff. Falcons and the Bucks. It was actually week two. Now, 48-25 was the final, and that was because it was a 35-25 game, and then he threw a couple of pick sixes, Matt Ryan, to Mike Edwards. He returned both of them. So that got the score a little out of hand late in the fourth quarter. But the Falcons hung with the Bucks for a while in Tampa. We'll talk about this one more when we come back. 50.5 is the total, actually, one of the biggest totals on the screen for this week. But 11, Mafia, you're willing to lay at home, the home dog getting 11 against the defending champs.
Give me the points. You know, the Buccaneers are a better team. They should blow them out, but they are not good on the road. The Falcons tend to get in games and cover. Pitts is playing incredible, even without Ridley in there. You know, with guys like Pitts and Patterson, they are managing to stick around. Like you said, that game, you know, a couple weeks ago or the beginning of the season, like they were right with them until all of a sudden they pulled away with some late touchdowns. Otherwise, it was, you know, within a touchdown. You've had struggles against Indy and other teams for the Bucs. I think that the Falcons cover.
I would lean to the points right now as well, especially when you consider how dogs have been so hot, not just the last few weeks, but really all season long.
Stink on the road.
Dog world. Yeah, they absolutely have. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty right here, Sports Grid Radio. Hanging with you. We'll come back, go through more of these NFL games week 13, take a look at the NBA as well. We're back after this.
When it comes to getting trusted sports gaming strategies and info, you can ask your dumb friend Kevin. Duh. Or you can just listen to us. We recommend us. And we won't ask to borrow your car either. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You are listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
And we are back. Farrell on the Bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty here on Sports Grid Radio. A couple of things to get you updated on here, Mafia. I just saw the clip Giannis with the last-second bucket gives the Bucks a win over the Hornets in Milwaukee, 127-125. Little driving layup for Giannis with 2 seconds to go, and that finished it off. Nice win for the Bucks. Really good game. Hornets, of course, have been much improved this year, but they come up short in Milwaukee tonight. And from the baseball front, Mafia, John Heyman tweeted a couple minutes ago, MLB owners vote unanimously to institute a lockout. It is expected to begin tomorrow, but unclear what time. So that we thought that it was going to happen, Mafia, and it looks like it is. I mean, they barely talked to each other for 2 days. You knew that they were going to lock them out.
Yeah, this is no surprise to anybody. We've been talking about for over a year this is going to happen. We've heard all the, you know, the reporters talk about this, letting us know it's going to happen unless some miracle. It was going to take a miracle to avoid a lockout. So it's just now about where do we go from here? Is it going to be actual negotiations where it's good faith between these two sides and they're actually working towards a common goal? Or are we going to play chicken for 3 or 4 months until we get to spring training and then all of a sudden, you know, nobody's sitting in Florida and Arizona and then we scrunch together a deal quick because they don't want to lose money? I just don't know, you know, how we're going to work this. It just seems like it's going to be, you know, both sides digging in pretty hard. I don't think this is going to go well. You know, I know we had Craig Mish on the TV show yesterday with you talking about how he thinks it's not going to impact next season. I just don't know how, because neither of these sides seems to be willing to give anything.
Yeah, Craig seemed pretty optimistic that wasn't going to be a problem. I think that we're so used to baseball being an issue whenever the CBA stuff comes up that we're always probably thinking the worst. Ah, well, they're going to miss games and there's going to be a problem and these guys all hate each other. They never get anything right. Craig didn't seem to feel that way at all. He felt like, you know, they'll get it solved before the start of the season. And, all right, that's great. I trust you, Craig. I trust you. If you feel that way, then I won't worry about it too much. Because at the end of the day, Mafia, what is it? It's millionaires fighting billionaires. And the fans just have to go along for the ride and wait for them to finish fighting. That's all it is.
Yep.
Billionaires and millionaires.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Craig's an insider for a reason. You know, he's there every day. He follows teams. He knows these guys. So, you know, he obviously knows more than I ever will about baseball. So, you know, if you're going to choose someone to really believe, I would choose him over me myself. But still, I just don't feel good about it because when's the last time we had a good labor strike or, you know, stoppage or whatever you want to term it, lockout, strike, whatever. You know, it just seems like, you know, just like we saw the last 2 days, though, it could be just because we knew this was inevitable, like, why waste our time? But when you get like a half an hour meeting each day before a possible lockout, it doesn't seem like either side wants to really work with the other one.
No, it certainly does not. Did you go and get your number 21 Met jersey yet? Did you see Scherzer's going to wear 21? Did you go get your 21 jersey yet, Mafia?
I have not, although that is my favorite number, so it would be perfect for me to do that. But, you know, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to pull out a 21 jersey. I mean, I'll root for the guy, but it just feels so weird for a guy we competed against for so many years with the Nationals to now be like, oh, you're on our team. And, you know, it's happened before, obviously. You know, you brought up with the Glavin signing. You know, I didn't mind the Pedro one because the Yankees hated him, not the Mets. So there's been other guys, of course, that we have brought in from other teams as, you know, that's the way sports is, especially in baseball. There's really no loyalty whatsoever or any, you know, hated rivalries where you're not going to go to that team. It's just whoever pays you the most money. But still, it feels weird. I got to get used to it. And especially if he's only going to be here for a couple of years, I don't want to go buy a jersey for a guy that's going to be gone in 3 years.
You'll get it if he wins you a title, Mav. You'll get it if he wins the World Series.
Sure. If they win the World Series and he's the MVP, I will get a jersey. Because then it's historic. Then you can wear that forever.
I'm watching North Carolina and Michigan. Michigan is just getting absolutely worked right now.
Yeah, it's been all North Carolina second half.
It is 53-38. I mean, this kid Love just laid the hammer down for a dunk, and they are running away with this thing, up 15 with just about eight minutes to go in the second half. Last night, Mafia, Indiana and Syracuse played two overtimes. in the Big Ten ACC Challenge tonight. NC State and Nebraska had to up them. They doubled them up, actually. Four overtimes in Raleigh between the Wolfpack and the Cornhuskers, 104-100. So they played four overtimes, Mafia, and they actually scored less points than Syracuse and Indiana did in the two overtime game last night.
It's called defense, Mike, and some teams still play it. You know, that's impressive because, you know, you see four overtimes, college sports, you know, this isn't four overtimes like in college football where, you know, it's just like, we got one possession and then we got 2-point conversions and all this other stuff that really doesn't make it what it used to be as far as overtimes go. I mean, that's incredible to go four overtimes to finally decide a winner. That just shows you how much both sides wanted that game.
ACC actually starts, a couple of conferences do this now, Mafia, in college basketball. They're actually playing conference games this weekend.
Pac-12's playing one tonight. USC in Utah.
Yeah, Pac-12's doing it. ACC's doing it. And then next week, the Big Ten's doing it because they play so many conference games now that they can't squeeze them all in January and February. So they've actually, they had started to bleed some into December and they want to do them before the holidays. So you actually get Notre Dame, BC this weekend, Pitt, Virginia, NC State plays Louisville, Syracuse, Florida State. So you get some ACC games over the weekend if you're into that action. So that's what's cooking right now. NBA, we did have one game, Mafia, that just tipped. Clippers and the Kings at Staples, 8-6 is the score right now. Everything else is final. Mavs ended up winning that game, of course, by 32 over the Pelicans. We mentioned the Giannis bucket against the Hornets. The Rockets beat the Thunder again. Two wins in a row for the Rockets over the Thunder. They take both games. So the Thunder now take the mantle. Now, the Thunder still have one more win than them. But when you lose twice to the Rockets, you're worse. That's just the way that it goes. So everything's yeah. final now in the NBA, aside from the Kings and the Clippers. Getting back to this NFL slate, Week 13 this weekend. Colts and the Texans in Houston. -9.5, Colts are the road favorite, 45.5 is the total. Under 10 points, Mafia, it almost seems too easy, right? I mean, the Colts, the way they've been playing, even though they lost to the Bucs last week, running the football with Jonathan Taylor tremendously. What am I missing here? I mean, this should be easy pickings for them, right? They beat them 31-3 back in Indy in October. Run to the window, -9.5. Cash the ticket.
Well, first of all, what you're missing is a great hockey game here because we got the Edmonton-Pittsburgh game back and forth.
Yes.
Edmonton had the 1-0 lead on Hyman's goal. Then Pittsburgh went and scored, and now it's within like 2 minutes. Edmonton comes down and scores again. They're up 2-1. I think a second goal by Hyman. So I'll have to look and see if that's how it holds up, but that's what it was seeming like. 2-1 right now, Edmonton, as we're getting close to the end of the first. I hope you have the over in that game. But also, go back to that game. I'll tell you what you're missing. What you're missing is that the Colts don't cover. They like to play these close games. They like to mess around with teams. They should have won that game against Tampa last week. You know, we talked about, you know, earlier in the season, the game against Baltimore, that they were just destroying them the first half and let them come back. It seems like they just don't want to continue the good fortune when they have it. You know, there are some games that they actually go and slaughter who they should have. They, you know, did that to the Jets on that Thursday night game, although it was, you know,
they almost,
closer early
they
on.
They almost choked up the cover.
They almost did.
In that game.
For sure. But I mean, the Texans are a tough team and they cover a lot of games against teams they shouldn't. And, you know, with Taylor back, I think this is a game where, you know, Jonathan Taylor's going to do his thing and they're going to run it. And then all of a sudden, Indy's going to forget and be like, oh, you know what? We have Carson Wentz. Why don't we let him throw it a little bit just to make sure he stays happy? And then all of a sudden, the Texans are going to come back and cover this game in backdoor style.
Did you know that the Jets had never beaten the Eagles in the regular season before? Before I mentioned that today, I saw that they brought it up at Sal's press conference. That's how I found out. This actually has gone from 6.5 now. That was this afternoon on Coast to Coast. It's 7 now. Eagles, 7-point favorites at MetLife. Look, I don't think that the Jets, obviously we know the Jets aren't good, Mafia, but are the Eagles really good enough that they should be laying 7 points on the road against anybody? Even the team like the Jets? That seems a little far-fetched to me. Now, I also said the same thing when they were road favorites in Detroit about a month ago, whenever that was. Maybe it was 6 weeks ago. And everybody was, that was like the one game Detroit didn't cover at home this year. They got absolutely blitzed by the Eagles. So maybe I'll fall into the trap again, but it seems like a lot for a team that isn't that good in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I agree with you. And, you know, part of me is going to be biased, obviously, in that being a Jet fan. But usually I'm on, you know, the pessimistic Jet fan side of things, where I'm assuming they're the worst always. I know they've been playing better. Obviously, they've got a bunch of wins. But now you just lost to the Giants, who are absolutely a joke and terrible. And, you know, you couldn't score again. And it's not like the Giants are some world beater defense that, you know, was just stomping people and keeping points down. They've gotten lit up by plenty of teams. You had a great game against the Saints, against the Broncos, against the Lions. So there has been plenty of games where they've put up a bunch of points. And we know the Jets have had trouble scoring points this year still. That feels dicey to be laying over a touchdown with Jalen Hurts, who hasn't shown that he's great yet, and he's banged up, and they were talking about him maybe not even playing, and all of a sudden he is playing. I don't trust him. I don't trust him, and I don't trust them and Sirianni yet. Just because they've had a couple nice games doesn't mean I'm going to jump on the bandwagon. The Jets could cover that. They should cover a touchdown even if they lose.
Yeah, I mean, it just feels like the type of game like we saw the Eagles and the Giants last week, right? I mean, like an ugly game where it's low scoring, it's one possession late in the fourth quarter. That's like the type of game this is going to be for the Eagles and the Jets on Sunday. So I think that's the total's a little high too, 45.5. That's an under. For me, I think that's a bit of an under action there. There's a lot of unders I like this week, Moff, to be fair. The Chargers and the Bengals in Cincinnati this week. Interesting game in the AFC playoff race. Bengals -3. They're 7-4 right now. The Chargers embarrassed themselves in Denver last week. Does it sound like I was on the Mafia? You think I was on the Chargers last week in Denver against the Broncos? Yeah. I'm not going back to that well again. 50.5 is your total here. Herbert has not been the same this year as he was last year. I thought he was better last year in his rookie year.
I agree. And, you know, they got the new coach, remember, so this was going to be the difference. In the early season, it was. And they were talking about how, well, this is the reason why we're winning. You know, this guy's doing a great job, and he's, you know, making the better calls and blah, 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 just giving, you know, throwing roses at his feet. And then now all of a sudden, no one's talking about how great he is with them on this losing streak. There's some games here that they should have won. I think they've had some really bad performances. I don't like them and the direction that they're going right now, despite how great Herbert played last year. I am all over the Bengals in this game. I think that spread is way too small. I think they're, you know, looking at what these teams did earlier in the season versus what they're doing right now. On the road, I don't trust the Chargers coming to the East Coast, you know, time zone. I think they get beaten pretty well, although I think that total can be in line because I think that you could get the Bengals getting probably 35 themselves and then the Chargers getting a couple touchdowns, you know, and coming back late but still not covering by any means.
Yeah, I want to trust the Bengals. Like, I'm trying to rebuild the trust. Like, the trust was through the roof. Then they lost to Mike White. And now it's like taking me weeks to be like, do I want to get back on the bandwagon here with the Bengals? I don't know if I can. This could be a good spot to do it at home on Sunday against the Chargers. All right, Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty here on Sports Grid Radio. We'll come back, go through more of these NFL games, take a look at what's happening around the action tonight in the NBA, NHL, and more. We keep rolling on the grid right after this.
With people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
And we are back. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High, and Mafia in for Scotty right here on Sports Grid Radio. Good to be with you tonight as we're wrapping up hour number one. And we'll take a look at what is going on right now. You said it's been a barn burner there in Edmonton. 2-1 Oilers at the end of the first period against the Penguins. Of course, Crosby and McDavid tonight. Scoreless end of one between the Ducks and the Knights at the Duck Pond. Only one NBA game live right now. Kings out to a 23-16 lead over the Clippers. Still watching North Carolina just run it up on Michigan. 68-43 now, Mafia. Just laying the hammer down on Juwan Howard and the Wolverines.
Yeah, this team was, you know, awesome last year. Is looking worse and worse as they keep going on against, you know, some better teams. I thought it was awesome to see them all beat them in the number four, but the more they fall, the worse that, you know, win looks. It kind of has taken away from my team's resume, so I'm not loving it that much that Michigan is struggling so much early on this season.
Yeah, not going to look as good when they fall out of the top 25, 4-3 start after they lose this one. Not going to look as good, but they're both going to be tournament teams. I actually think people tell me Seton Hall's not a tournament team this year, Mafia. I think they're going to be a tournament team, aren't they?
That's Hall's ridiculous.
They're going to be in the dance.
They've been in the tournament the last 5 years, well, 4 years, plus the one that they were going to be in the tournament they missed. They're going to be a tournament team for sure.
They're a tournament team.
Might not be a championship team, but they're a tournament team.
No, they'll be in the tournament. Pharrell on the bench, Carver High and Mafia in for Scotty, Sports Grid Radio, hour number two. We come back right after this.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
With Car Guru's Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and Car Guru's Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder Car Guru's is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with Car Guru's at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
Time is valuable. That's why Lowe's Blueprint Takeoffs turn blueprints into quotes faster. Bring us your plans, and we'll generate itemized material lists to make quoting easier so you can get back to building. Plus, at the Lowe's Pro Desk, you get access to thousands of building materials not sold in store. And when your order's ready, we'll deliver everything to the job site. Improving is easy at Lowe's.